for downloading this episode of Andy Jones Live. We hope that you'll be able to laugh and maybe even learn a little bit today.
Kyle, do you recognize that music?
I do.
Does it get you pumped up for baseball?
Yes, it does.
You had to think about it for a moment.
Yeah.
You're still coming off the Seahawks, you know, wave of excitement.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think about / relive the Super Bowl often?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've only been on this planet for 30 years. It's the first championship I've got to experience. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm just savoring every moment of it.
Absolutely, man. I'm hoping. That's what baseball does.
Right.
Baseball causes us to hope. Springtime, you know, fresh start, brand new beginning.
Right.
0-0 record. And so I'm hoping. I've been a Mariner fan my whole life. Probably you have too.
Yep.
And we've had to do a lot of hoping.
A lot of hoping.
With not too much of a payoff over the years.
Not that much, no.
Yeah, did you know that the Mariners made the playoffs for the first time after 19 years of existence?
Yes.
Right? And you also know that the 1995 playoffs happened, guess what, 19 years ago.
Wow.
And so we've been kind of waiting.
Long.
We've been waiting, man.
Yeah, yeah.
For some magic. I mean, we had the 116-game season.
That came crashing to an end real quick.
But, man, we just wanted to spend some time today and do some baseball talk. Because I'm not sure. Is basketball your favorite sport?
Yeah, probably overall. Basketball I get most excited about. Actually, if it's as far as playing, it's basketball. Being a spectator, I get most excited about football season.
Okay. And so we're in the middle of March Madness.
Oh, and yeah.
Coming off the Seahawks season. So we got other sports happening, but I get really excited right now about baseball. This actually might be my favorite time of the year because you get like emerging of all sorts of sports. You get NFL free agency. That's fun. That's like a sport.
Absolutely.
Right? You get March Madness with all the college basketball. You get the Masters golf tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Yep. And you get the start of baseball season. So.
It's a good time to be a sports fan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit. The Mariners had an interesting offseason, didn't they?
Yeah.
They brought in some guy named Cano.
Yeah.
Robinson Cano.
Yeah, I think I've heard of him before.
I don't know. Did that surprise you? Did that shock you when they actually got it done? I mean, it was rumored for about a week. And
yeah.
I know personally for me, I'll ask you, for me, I was like, no, they're just going to talk about it, then they won't do it.
Right.
What was your reaction when they actually pulled the trigger? 10 years, $240 million.
Yeah. I think my first reaction is, as a Seattle fan, you always hear the free agents that are available or the trade possibilities and those big names, but it never seems to work out that they end up coming here. So.
Right.
I think for me, I was surprised.
Yeah.
Like, is this a joke? Like, am I reading an inaccurate source?
Yeah.
He's actually coming to Seattle, which I'm actually pretty excited about that.
Kind of funny for me. I happened to be on vacation in the happiest place on earth, Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
When it came across my phone that it happened.
Best day of your life.
Yeah, it was amazing. I'm hanging out in Disneyland with my family and.
Yeah.
The Mariners, my team, signed the top free agent available. So it'll be interesting to see. Obviously, they've had some injuries this spring in their rotation, and I don't think their rotation is what they thought it would be, but we hope.
We hope.
We cross our fingers.
We do that as well.
We pray.
We pray a lot.
Please, God, let them be competitive.
Right.
So let's take a minute and do the other side. Okay, we're going to do some predictions today, and we'll pick the National League first.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I follow baseball, but not nearly as close as I did when I was a kid. But let's put ourselves out on the line and make some predictions.
Okay.
I've been known to be a fool before on these.
We've all been there, yeah.
In fact, last year I picked the Mariners, go figure, to make the playoffs as a wild card team.
Yeah.
And they nearly lost 100 games.
Right. That's how it goes, it seems.
Yeah. So we're gonna start in the National League, and just because we'll kind of pick through it and see who we think will win each division. Let's start in the East, and we'll work our way back to the West. National League we're talking about.
Okay.
The East, you have the Nationals, the Braves, the Mets, the Phillies, and the Miami Marlins. Who wins that division?
I think it's a pretty easy pick for me, and that's going with the Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, I think... They got the best overall team, got good pitching, great hitting.
Yeah.
And they've been on the upswing here for the last couple of years.
They really have. They've had, you know, really a few bad years, but that helped them get high draft picks.
Right.
And they're paying off big time. Yep. So I'm with you. I'll pick the Nats along with you.
Okay.
How about in the Central? I think the only thing worse than being a Mariner fan would be being a Cubs fan.
They that might even... be the worst job on the planet is being a Chicago Cub fan.
I don't. I think, and somebody will have to correct me on this, I think it's 1908, the last time they were in the World Series.
Oof.
In it. So we think we have it bad here.
Right.
Right, 1977 till now.
Yeah.
They have not been in it since 1908. So the Central, NL Central, has the Cubs, the Reds, the Pirates, surprise team last year, the Cardinals, and the Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay. This is a little tougher pick for me. I think there were three teams in this division last year that made it to the playoffs. Am I right?
Yeah.
The Reds, the Pirates, and the Cardinals.
Exactly. Very competitive.
But I'm going to go with the Cardinals because it never ceases to amaze me. They always win that division.
Yeah.
At least anytime I'm paying attention.
Uh-huh.
They find themselves at the top of the Central every year.
They are the Yankees of the National League for sure.
Yep.
So I don't think that's a bad pick. I'm gonna go more with the surprise team. I'll go with the Pittsburgh Pirates. I think they've even made themselves better in the offseason.
Yeah.
They have the most exciting player, arguably.
Oh yeah.
Andrew McCutchen in Pittsburgh. So I like them and I'll pick them to win the Central. Takes us to the West. Dodgers. The Fathers, that's the Padres, the Giants, the Rockies, and the D-backs, the Diamondbacks from Arizona. Who do you like in the West?
I'm definitely not going with the Diamondbacks.
In fact, they've already lost two
games.
They've
already lost two games, so it's not starting good for them.
Okay.
I'm going to actually go with the San Francisco Giants.
Ooh, the Giants.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are picking the Dodgers, but I'm gonna pick San Francisco to win the West this year. How about you?
I'm going to go a little crazy, a little different, and I'm going to pick the team that's 0-2 to start the year. They played their games in Australia.
Okay.
But I'll just, you know, why not? Why not the Diamondbacks from Arizona?
Why not?
You know, and let's see what happens. They have young talent. They're up and coming. I don't think the West is in the National League by any stretch is decided. It's wide open to me. So why not the Diamondbacks in the West? Okay, that gives us two wild card teams. Remember, they changed the rules last year. Now there's two teams that make the playoffs from each league that are wild cards. They play each other in a one-game playoff, and then the playoffs continue.
Right.
So last year, I think in the American League, it was the Rays and the Indians that played in the wild card game. Who are your extra two teams from the National League?
I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Pirates and the LA Dodgers.
There you go.
That's my two.
So your complete list, so just to review it so people have it, is the Nationals?
The Nationals, the St. Louis Cardinals, and the San Francisco Giants, rounded out by the wild card teams of the LA Dodgers and... Who did I pick again? Oh, yeah, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, there you go. And my two extra teams, I'm going to go with the Reds.
Okay.
Cincinnati Reds, the big red machine. And let's see. You know, I didn't pick St. Louis, did I?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Are they going to miss the playoffs?
Yeah, I'll do the same thing. I think the Central is going to do the same thing. They're going
to
put three teams in just like last year.
Yeah.
So my National League, it goes like this. It goes Nationals, and it goes Pittsburgh winning the Central. It goes Arizona, surprise team in the West, and then two more teams as wild cards from the Central, the Reds and the Cardinals. So there you go. That's the National League from me and you.
Pretty sure there will be some wrong decisions there, but we'll see how it pans out.
We shall see indeed. All right, Kyle, let's come back tomorrow and predict the American League and the rest of the playoffs. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
Check back next Thursday for another edition of Andy Jones Live. For more informational resources from Andy, check out his website at andyjoneslive.com.